This is J.W. Jones, and welcome to The Wolf's Den, featuring Wayne Snare.
Hey, there, little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything that Big Bad Wolf could want. Yeah, let's go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wolf's Den. Today we have a full house. We have Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Now let's go around the table so we can get to figure out who the Corvette Sunset is.
I'm Kyle. I play drums.
I'm Marcus. I'm the lead guitar player.
Devin, I bass and backup vocals.
And I'm Matt Steele.
I'm Matt Steele.
That's the way to do it, Matt. Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for stopping into the Wolf's Den today.
Thank you for having us.
And now you guys, how long you guys been playing music together?
September of 2016 is when the band started.
Okay.
But there's been some lineup changes. Kyle and Marcus are not original to the band. Kyle's been with us since...
About March of last year.
March of last year, and Marcus joined in January.
Right on. So the new groove is working well?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are all on the new CD now, I take it?
I'm not.
You're not?
No, I have my guitars on the back of the CD case, but
oh,
that's it.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, there's some...
It's a very important contribution.
It's a very important contribution.
Well, exactly. You know, you can't do it without the... without the guitars. Now, half girl, half ghost.
Yeah.
There's got to be a story. Matt?
So, a lot of the songs on this record, to a certain degree, are kind of born of a time and place and a lot of experiences I've had, especially living in PEI before I moved to Halifax. And so, Devin picked out the title because it's the last line of our song, Borderline.
Yes.
And it's kind of got a cool... I think it's got something about it.
Yeah, it's catchy.
And, yep, it is exactly that.
And I think that it's kind of, the album is sort of real life and it's sort of fictitious and it kind of has this element of, you know, at the end, you know, no, there's not really a, what was I saying earlier? Like, no, but the narrator never ends up with the person at the end of the song.
There are no happy endings.
Yeah, there's not a happy ending. Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
So you know, it's kind of this fading away of relationships and struggle and things like that. So it kind of fit that to a certain degree.
Yeah, I noticed there was a little bit of loss and heartache in a few of the songs throughout. We're going to listen to the whole album, actually,
Sweet.
Today. So
great.
Yeah, so, okay, so a half girl, half ghost. That's, you know, like you said, that's an interesting title, and it comes, like you said, there's no happy endings. Now, the writing collaboration, is that all you, Matt? Is it everybody? Is it...
So this album was mostly songs that were written sort of before the band had started.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of arrangement collaboration. Devin has a writing credit for his excellent bass line in Rescue Ship. And there's a co-write off the top track, Loss of Mystery, for myself and a singer from a band I used to be in. But it's mostly just been collaboration of arrangements and trying to make things make sense and putting all of the songs as close to one sort of style and arrangement as we can. And since Marcus has joined the band, there's a few songs down the pike that will be a little bit more collaborative with the songwriting and that sort of thing. But
yeah. Now, I noticed one of the things that I did notice about the album when I was listening to it was that it is quite guitar driven.
Yes, it is. It is a guitar heavy record for sure.
You got some shoes to fill there, Mister.
I have huge shoes. Huge. The guitarist before Will Hansen, he's like,
Will.
Yeah. He is a virtuoso, and I am not said virtual.
Don't,
yeah,
don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, like, you know what? Don't ever do that. Don't ever take away from what you got. If you weren't any good, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, well, that's what I usually take with me is that you can't be someone else. So
no,
you can only
you know
be yourself.
What? Listen, trust me. There's only one Will.
yeah, there's only one of everybody. So it's like be the best you can be.
Exactly. You know,
and to a certain degree too, it's like Will was to borrow a term from Frank Zappa, like, Will was kind of our stunt guitar player. He was just, because he's a virtuoso, people would kind of just go like, oh, look at that guy.
Yeah.
And Marcus is, like, such a great parts player and can still nail pretty much all those solos.
It's more to me, when I play guitar, it's a lot about taste. Because when I was younger, it'd be, you'd show off, but, like, that doesn't do anything, or you doesn't get your point across with the song. So yeah. It's just about playing as a group and making it sound full and together. Because,
yeah.
Like, I call it wanking, like, I call that wanking. If you keep doing that, it's not going to be the best.
No, I mean, it's for me, it's like singers that just continuously do roles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, okay, yeah, kids, we so know you can do those, so please stop. Yeah.
But I do appreciate, and there's one song that's not on the record that we play live that called I Want to Get High that Marcus does a nice little, like, classical shred solo on, yeah. And it makes me happy.
There's nothing wrong with a good shred now.
Nothing wrong with a good shred.
But as long as it's not every 30 seconds, right? I think that's the point you're trying to make.
As long as it's tasteful. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, but still, like, on the record, Will put down some great parts. And
yeah, everything that I've had to learn is great.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of help, too, from like, we had help from John Mullane from In Flight Safety with making sort of some choices before we went into the studio, and then Thomas Stager, our engineer and co-pilot, he had a lot of good suggestions and kind of kept things, you know, why don't you do this instead of that, or that was good, keep that, but don't go too far off the end over here, and that sort of thing. So
yeah, it's kind of funny how you think, you know, sometimes that, okay, the project's done. And then you get in the studio and, you know, and your producer says, well, maybe that's a little bit long, you know, or the engineer says, well, that really doesn't fit there.
Well, they're just such different animals. Like, live and studio, you're working towards entirely different purposes. So
Yes. It's
everything does automatically change the second you walk into that room and have to lay things down forever. So it's, I don't know, we're actually pretty happy with the blend that we caught between our live energy and... Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic CD. I really do. I grooved through all eight tunes. I just sat back and put the headphones on and listened to it once, and then went back and listened to it again to make some notes and stuff like that on it. And like I was asking you earlier, like, where do you guys see it? Like, I mean, where does it fit in the bubble? And I hate boxes, but at the same time, today... Everybody needs to say there's something.
Well, our most recent bio says a mix between electric-style Ryan Adams and Elvis Costello. So that's...
You know what? And I'd go with that.
Yeah.
I'd take that all day long. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready. We're going to have a little bit of listen to Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset. We're going to listen to Loss of Mystery and Handshake Deal. Right here in the Wolf's Den on CIOE 97.5, the home of East Coast music.
Mystery, violet on
To the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen, with Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset. We just listened to the first two cuts off their CD, Loss of Mystery and Handshake Deal. Now, Handshake Deal, never double down on a love that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good sound advice, but yeah. I mean, you know.
I think it's, I mean, part of it is somebody told me once that if you... I mean, there are definitely some exceptions here and there, but like somebody told me once that it's like if you break up with somebody, especially if you have like a big breakup, like you just need to walk away, like, and especially in the sort of the situation that was going on around that song, which, you know, I was seeing somebody who was very troubled. One of her friends was just like, "This person is not going to get better anytime soon. You are just going to feel worse and worse and worse. And it will just end even worse, or you can just walk away now."
Yeah.
So it's just like, I had, she's like, and you can't worry about her. You can't think about her. You just need to get her completely out of your head as quick as possible. And if you find each other in 5 years and everything's great, then great. But if not, then you knew you saved yourself a lot of trouble. So I just had to like walk out of that house and try to write this songs like this to get it out of my head. And
I can understand that. Yeah. Been there a few times. Been a while, but yeah. Been there a few times. And then Lost Mystery.
Yeah.
My eyes are on the road and yours are full of tears.
So that one was kind of... Lost of Mystery is one of the songs on the record that's a little bit more on like the fictionalized side, where my former bandmate, John Gallant, who's now the percussionist for Lenny Gallant, like he had this chorus that we had written for our old band that was like, "In it for the long haul, baby, are you trying?" And I thought, well, like, what if I just made kind of a, like, a road song, you know?
Okay.
And so, you know, my eyes are on the road. I was just trying to a certain degree, I was just kind of really trying to milk that imagery. And so it's, there's not, unfortunately for that line, there's not a whole lot more to it than I was just trying to make, like, a really, like, some sort of snappy setup for the chorus.
But you know, it's funny because every song says something different to every person that listens to it, right? And I mean, you know, a song that could just bring you to your knees and break you up, you find out, you know, some guy wrote it, you know, just it was a whim. It didn't mean anything, but yet it crushes you.
Well, like I tried to, you know, I definitely tried to make it a really you know, cool song in that way. And it's definitely like the point of the song is like, I was trying to fictionalize that idea of like, you really want it to work. And you know, the later on in the song, it's like, "I tried to be your king. Why did you hide the crown?"
Yeah.
Kind of just coming up with these ideas of how to get that across. Like this guy is really trying to win you over. He can't do it right. Or something's wrong with you or what.
And, you know, sometimes no matter what you do, you're not going to get the girl anyway. And then when you do, you go, "Why?"
Loss of Mystery.
Yes.
it's like what was the old Motorhead song, "The Chase is Better Than the Catch."
Yeah.
Or how Eric Clapton wrote that entire Derek and the Dominoes record about Patty Boyd Harrison, George Harrison's wife. And then finally George Harrison's like, "Yeah, you can, I don't love her anymore. She can be with you." And then, like, within, I don't know, like,
didn't last long.
Didn't last long.
No. Well, sometimes, you know, the things you think you want,
yeah,
right? When you finally do get them, you realize they're not all that that you thought they were, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody always says, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. Well, really and truly, all you need to do is give your side a little fertilizer and water, and it'll be just as green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but people sometimes just don't want...
That's a good country song.
There you go, guys, write it up. Yeah. Yeah. But no, but seriously, you know, like sometimes people just don't want to put the work in that they need to put in. Mm-hmm. Now, listening to this CD... and I know it was a studio cut and all of that stuff, but it sounds like you guys have quite a bit of fun when you're playing.
For sure.
Yeah. Now we're gonna let everybody other than Matt into this one.
Are we talking about like live settings?
Yeah. Or? Like, well, I mean, pretty much. I don't know. Just sitting here talking to you, it seems like you guys, you know, you got a pretty good attitude together. So I'm assuming that when you get together, it's a good time.
Yeah, I would say even, like, at practices, we're all singing along to the songs, and we're all, like, having a good time, and, yeah, it has been a pretty positive experience for me so far.
We all just seem to like each other, for now, at least. Once the money and the drugs set in, then it'll be a different story, but right now, and, you know, you see a lot of bands, and they're standing on stage, and they're dour, and they're really serious, but, I mean, it's, you know, I spend the set smiling. It's just a lot of fun.
Do you know, there's nothing worse for me to go to a live show and see somebody playing that's not into it.
Kills like, the
I
mood.
Mean, you know, well, it kills everything. I mean, it kills the buzz, kills the mood, kills it all, because there's so many people that would give their high teeth to be up there playing.
Of course. I mean, there are certain bands where it works. If you're building your aesthetic around it, around this, like, serious persona, then I understand, then it will work. But
high-energy rock shouldn't be like that, though.
No, exactly.
No. High-energy rock should be just that. High-energy rock, okay?
Kick out the jams.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's it. You know, I mean, every genre's a little bit different, and again, we're back to the boxes thing. But you know... The one thing that I've learned being around the music scene for the last, I don't know, 7, 8 years, whatever it is that I've been pretty close to it is I always thought that, you know, guys just get up and played and that was it. Now I see how much fun they're having, because a lot of times I thought it was work.
Oh, it's work.
It's both.
Yeah.
It is, but I mean, for the most part, a lot of the guys I see, they're having too much fun to even think about the work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's partly a smoke and mirrors game where, you know, don't let the audience see you sweat, right? And it's you got to project this unified front as an image. I mean, we're lucky that we actually do like each other and it's fun.
Yeah, it's genuine.
You know, that is not the case with everybody.
I know a couple bands that it's not the case with, but
Well, it's also like we were in a meeting earlier today about like working, doing artist development, and I've spent weeks and weeks like emailing people like you to try to get on the radio, and it's like it's a lot of that, and a lot of, you know, sitting around at the shows waiting to go up and have your 45 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
But that's that little slice of just Nirvana is what makes the rest of it kind of worth it.
It comes down to splitting it. Like, you're going to have the business side of things and you're going to have like the fun side of things. And when we're doing the fun side, we're not really thinking about that and vice versa. So, like.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's better to just keep it separate so everything works out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to a couple more cuts off of this CD, Half Girl, Half Ghost. Let's listen to Borderline and It Won't Happen Again right here in the Wolf's Den on CIOE 97.5.
I see the cracking lacquer on a thin red stripe. Oh, you're popping bottles going overtime. You still do it just to feel alright. Cause I don't scare easy, I don't fall apart. There's room for another girl in this heart. Fool me the last time, it's all your fault. Cause you opened the wound, you poured in the salt. Yeah, I got a good feeling, it won't happen again. Yeah, I got a good feeling, it won't happen again. Oh, talk, you sweet talk, I ain't listening. Yeah, I got a good feeling, it won't happen again. Happen again, happen again.
Welcome back to the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen. We have Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset in the studio, and we just listened to It Won't Happen Again and Borderline. Now, It Won't Happen Again. Open the wound and pour in the salt. Ow. Yeah. You know, I got a good feeling. It won't happen again. Mm. I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, it's, I was... This one I think I had written kind of around the time the band first started, because it wasn't in the set when we first started. So I had finished reading an article with Max Martin, who wrote all the tunes for like the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and all those people. And I had also just finished reading this book by Ralph Murphy called like Murphy's Laws of Songwriting or something like that. And I was just like, I'm going to write a song like that, that uses like all those little tricks that they the big major league songwriters use. So I came up with this, like, it won't happen again. I got a good feeling it won't happen again. And then it's sort of like when you work on pop song titles, when you have the title, then the title tells you what the rest of the song should be about. So I had this thing, it was like, it won't happen again. Well, you know, what happened? Well, you know, I got a good feeling it won't happen again, because the first time around you got me hooked. You know, then the third time around I got stuck in your jungle and, you know, cannibalized or whatever, and, you know, fell into your traps. And you know, like, even though you're pouring in the, you know, ripping these wounds out, like, I am coming up going, like, I'm not going to fall for that again. And then she shows up with the red lipstick and the push-up bra, and you're just, oh, crap.
Yeah, you know? There I go again.
So, you know, and there's, like, a little reference, like, because I was trying to write, like, a rock song with, like, a pop framework, there's even, like, that reference to Hall & Oates, like, Hall & Oates with a warning, you know, whoa, here she comes.
Here, like, she comes, yeah, watch out, girl.
And so that was kind of like, I just wanted to write, just like, once I kind of got the title and I got the won't happen again, happen again, I was like, all right, I just got to write like the funnest, silly song, you know.
You know, it amazes me, songwriting. I can come up with all kinds of stupid little ditties and stuff like that, but... to sit down and to write a serious song, and to just, you know, like you do, you can say, okay, I want to write a song about this. So you write a song about it. You know, I mean, I'd be here next year, and you'd be saying, how are you doing with that? Oh, I got the first line.
Well, I'll tell you something, and I'll let Devin talk, but Borderline, what we just listened to as well, that song has been around for 9 years. It started with an entirely different song. And then I had this line, we used to fit together like the sheath and the shiv, and I loved it too much to let it go. And then finally I reworked the entire structure of the song, chords and rhythms and everything, and then I had to work backwards from, I liked Borderline, I liked that. So then I had, well, what's going on, you know, did you slip across, take a turn and got lost? And then I had to go, well, what's the story of this now? Okay, well, I see the crack and lacquer and the, you know, scales are tipping and it's, but that was 9 years of trying every year. At least once a year, I'd go and try to pick away at that song.
No, I was going to say something similar. As you know, I'm a songwriter myself.
He's a good one.
Oh, thank you. And I used to have this thought in my head that I needed this inspiration to strike, and a song has to be written in one sitting, or it's useless. And yes, I mean, I have songs like that, but it's also I have songs that have taken 2 or 3 years to finally come together. And once I realized that, I stopped putting so much pressure on myself, and things started to come a little easier. So it's all just. Yeah.
Also, it's also nice when you have other people around you to also write with.
Yeah.
So instead of having just one person have to figure out everything, everybody has something that they can bring to the table, whether that be instrumentally or lyrically or melody-wise.
Yeah. Well, that's like Never Going Home, one of the next tracks on the record.
Yeah.
I got a lot of help from Dennis Ellsworth on the original arrangement of it.
Okay.
That and a couple of tracks on my first record, he was really helpful. I would play them for him because I used to play in his band, and he would be like, why don't you just cut that in half. You don't need all that extra stuff. People don't care. Just do that. Okay, great. You're like, that's not going to mess with the message of the song? No. You know,
no,
like,
I mean, you know, like, and a lot of times, sometimes stripping it down is building it up. You know?
Make stuff more powerful.
Yeah. You know, like, sometimes when you strip away, you know, what an engineer or a, you know, or a producer will say is meaningless. I mean, and then the heart and the real meat of the song comes out because there's no fluff or filler around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big part of working with John in pre-pro was just cutting fat.
Yeah.
Like, this section is going on too long. This intro doesn't need to be 18 bars or whatever. Like, it's just make things tight and concise and get your message across as quickly as possible. And, you know, you go back and back to the Beatles as an example, but they could say everything they needed to say in 2.5 minutes, so why can't anybody say what they need to say in 2.5 minutes? It's...
Yeah. But then again, we don't want to get stuck in that little box. Some people have things to say that take 5 minutes, and that's okay, too.
I think it just comes down to, especially with producers, they need to know why you need that in the song. So if you really want something, you need to tell them why.
I think for me, I would rather see it a little bit heavy and long if it's personal. Mm-hmm. Other than commercial.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I would rather see a songwriter bare his soul for 5 minutes and 49 seconds than write a 2 minute and 27 second.
No, of course. I mean, it's got to serve the song. Like, it's got to serve the message that you're trying to get out. But I'm just saying, like, you don't say more than you have to. Like, get your thought out and
you don't need to.
It may be the commercial, or it may be the song, but you gotta serve somebody.
There you go. See, we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my! No, listen. You know what music is? Music is what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all it is. So, I mean, everybody's idea is a little bit different, and thankfully so. Otherwise, everybody would sound the same, and wouldn't that suck?
Yeah.
Because who knows who would all sound like, and who would we pick to be at the top that we all sounded like?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes.
Hey, back in the day, the guy had some pipes. Don't knock him. All the women loved him, too.
Yeah.
Used to fill out those dress pants. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to Never Going Home and Coach Mate Katie, and we'll talk about that when we come back right here on the Wolf's Den, CIOE 97.5.
I have to tell myself don't quit until you know. Sometimes I feel like I am never going home. I'm never. For something to feel. kind of do. Lie to me and tell me there's a place you'd rather be than right back home in the country, Kentucky.
To the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen, we have Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset here in the studio with us today, and we're talking about Half Girl, Half Ghost, their CD. Now, guys, we just listened to Never Going Home and Coach Mate Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So many lovers with their arms on their shoulders. Why don't you slide over? Why are we so alone?
It's a bit of a, it's probably, along with Handshake Deal, probably like the truest story on the record.
Like I said in the break there, I wasn't really sure from the song. Like, I got a little confused. Did you want her next to you? Did you not want her next to you?
Yeah, so it's kind of, the story, the song was that we used to party with a bunch of friends in Charlottetown, and the some friends of ours had an apartment with two couches in the living room. So the two of us lived slightly out of town, so we'd come back to the apartment drunk after we'd all gone to get our pizza, and then we'd pass out on each respective couch, and then our two friends would go upstairs, and it kind of started as this, like, I just thought it was a great setup for a song, and then it kind of turned into a little bit more than that for a little while, and then And then I shelved the song for quite a while.
I forced him to bring the song back.
And now the song is safely brought back out.
Yeah, now the song is enough time across enough the time world.
Enough time has now crossed over the bridge.
Yeah.
And never going home. Sometimes I feel like I'm never going home.
So, yeah, I wrote that in PEI because I think, like, when I moved to Canada, originally I was supposed to be in PEI for, like, a year and then move with my cousins I was in a band with to Toronto, and we were going to try to do the music thing.
In Toronto.
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 So that had kind of gotten sidelined, and then my mom got cancer, and so I was kind of, like, in PEI. And so I was kind of trying to figure out, well, like, what is my criteria for success? Like, when do you pack it in, or when do you decide you are successful? How do you... You know, like, that. This kind of idea of, like, well, I really have no familial blood tie to the United States at all. Like, I've got step family down there, but my mom is from Rustico and PEI, and my dad's from the West Coast. And so, like, where is PEI my home now? Is Kentucky still my home? Do I, you know, like, kind of just this wondering if I was even ever going to have enough money to get a flight down there, you know? And so... Kind of just this weird sentimental reminiscence of Kentucky to a certain degree. Kind of going back to what we were talking earlier about the grass is greener. You know,
yeah.
I couldn't wait to get out of Kentucky when I was 18, but, you know, when I was 25, I was kind of like, boy, I wonder if I'll ever go back.
Yeah. Yeah, I booted it out of here when I was 17 and moved out to Western Canada. And after about 5 years, you start thinking, maybe it wasn't so bad at home, you know. Now, okay, so we're going to go today, we're going to listen to Rescue Ship, and we're also going to listen to Hurricane. Now, before we get on to talking about those two songs a little bit, I want to make sure that we get everything we need to get in here today for you guys so that the general public can find you.
For sure.
So, how can people, where are we going to find Jet?
We got social medias, you know, CorvetteSunset.com is our brick and mortar website, which is a funny concept. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're on all of them at Matt Steele and the, well, what is our tag?
Facebook is Matt Steele Music.
Okay.
Instagram is Matt Steele the Corvette Sunset, because there are no ampersands.
Okay.
Yeah, CorvetteSunset.com.
YouTube. You can
YouTube. We're on YouTube with our Handshake Deal music video. So
Spotify, Apple Music. We're all the places.
Yeah, we're everywhere. Just wherever you want to connect with us and be our friend or listen to our music, you just need to search Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunset.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah.
Google it. There you go. And now you got this CD that we're talking about today. Half Girl, Half Coast. You're going to do your release on June 7th
at the Seahorse Tavern in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That will be an early show. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes till midnight.
So us old folks can go and get home and still take our meds and get to bed.
Well, I wasn't going to work it like that, but but we would love to see you there. We have an event for that on Facebook if you want to buy a ticket in advance, and we will be selling CDs, LPs for those of you who still have record players.
Right on.
Girl T-shirts vinyl. And half pepper or half girl, half ghost pepper hot sauce.
Yeah.
Wow. I might have to come to this. I'm hearing T-shirts and hot sauce. I like both of those.
It's got sugar and spice and ghost peppers.
And ghost peppers. Oh my. So like we're talking.
Yeah. Hot.
So we have the ambulance outside for me? Or
yeah, don't drink it. Yeah. Use sparingly.
How can you do that? It's hot sauce. You got to whack it to it. But
well, really. Actually, we thought it would be a good idea to get a really hot sauce because then it'll stick in people's fridges for longer.
Yeah, that's right.
They won't just use it.
And yeah, they can see your name on the it up. You guys are smart.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go out today with Rescue Ship and Hurricane from Matt Steele and the Corvette Sunsets. Guys, I want to thank you for stopping in today. It's been a real pleasure.
We really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, you know what they say here at CIOE, we play 65 hours a week at East Coast Music. So, ladies and gentlemen, another great band for you to get out and experience. Get out and see Matt Steele in the Corvette Sunset in June down at the Marquee. No.
Seahorse.
At the Seahorse for their CD release. And that's on June the 7th?
Correct. 8 o'clock sharp.
8 o'clock sharp. All right. And as we always say here on the Wolf's Den, ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. Please, please be kind, be nice to one another, and always, always, always hug the ones you love.
Thank you.
see how bad it can get. Chained to the surface is a rust-covered mile. Can I trust you to stay at the end of my line? You're my Coast Guard, paramedic, lifeboat. Girl, you get it. Red flag, shipwreck. In my eyes you see SOS. Oh, I need a lifeline when the seas are crashing down. Rescue ship. I've been tossing around in some violent seas. The deck is so shaky, I'm weak in the knees. If I get so far gone that I can't see the shore, will you come back and save me like you did before? You're my Coast Guard. Lifeboat, girl, you get it. Red flare, shipwreck. In my eyes, you see SOS. Oh, I need a lifeline when the seas are crashing down. Sun or moon, when the boat stops to pitch, you can save me with a kiss on the lips. You are my rescue ship. Always save me now, or feed me to the sharks. Oh, a perfect storm is coming round. I need my Coast Guard, paramedic, lifeboat. Girl, you get it. I'm a red flare, shipwreck. As you see, SOS. Explanation, you're a 4-4 scale, knocking me over now. You're a hurricane, bowling me over. Pretty soon I'll be up to my neck in every kind of trouble now. Hey, I'm in your eye, get me center now, honey, make it right. You're a typhoon, keeping me on my toes. Oh, yeah.